High school students and teachers in the United States are planning two walkouts in coming months over mass shootings in US schools. 17 students died in last week's shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. The gunman, 19-year-old former student Nicholas Cruz, has confessed to storming the school on Wednesday and opening fire with a semi-automatic weapon. The tragedy has reignited debate over firearms in the US, a country which the World Health Organization says has one of the highest rates of gun-related deaths among developed countries. The protests organized by the students, called A March for Our Lives and National School Walkout, will take place across the US in March and April. Student Cameron Kasky has told US network ABC it is time the country took a stand against gun violence.
People are saying that it's not time to talk about gun control, and we can respect that. Here's a time. March 24th, in every single city, we are going to be marching together as students begging for our lives. This isn't about the GOP. This isn't about the Democrats. This is about the adults. We feel neglected, and at this point, you're either with us or against us.
The gun lobby is powerful in the U.S., with the National Rifle Association of America contributing funding to many politicians. Student survivor and march organizer Emma Gonzalez has told NBC the politicians who do receive money from the NRA should not be allowed to stay in office when midterm elections commence later this year.
We want to have conversations with President Donald Trump, Senator Marco Rubio, and Governor Rick Scott about the fact that they are being supported by the NRA. And we want to give them the opportunity to be on the right side of this.
U.S. President Donald Trump has attacked the FBI and a federal investigation into allegations of Russian meddling in the 2016 election, saying they missed signs that could have prevented the Florida shooting. The Democrats have condemned his comments. The president has also been criticized for saying the attack happened because Nicholas Cruz was what he called mentally disturbed, not that it was an issue of gun control. Republican Senator James Lankford has backed the president, saying there is no reason to ban assault rifles like the one used in the attack.
Well, I think it's up to the individual. The problem is not owning an AR-15, is the person that owns it. Again, you not go back to the how of what particular weapon is chosen, it's the why. I have individuals in my neighborhood that own an AR-15. That doesn't make it a dangerous neighborhood or them dangerous individuals. It's the individual themselves. Becomes the issue, not the weapon that they're holding.
But Democrat Senator Bernie Sanders says the laws need to change.
I believe that we should not be selling assault weapons in this country. These weapons are not for hunting. They are for killing human beings. These are military weapons. I do not know why we have 5 million of them running around the United States of America.
Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.